She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
From the health benefits of coconut oil to DIY facials with Carol All to the importance of non-GMO, there has been so much going on this year on Naturally Savvy Radio. And what I love most, well, there's so many things I love most, of course, Andrea, of course, you out there. But also, I've just learned a ton. Hi, Andrea. I mean, you know, I know a lot of this stuff, but there's always something where it's like, oh, I didn't realize that. I love that moment, don't you, when that happens on the show?
I do. And that's why we love to do this show, because, I mean, I'm immersed in health information every day, and I have been for the last 15 years, but there's so much more to learn on a regular basis. And that's why this show is so important to me, because I'm able to talk to amazing people, learn from amazing people, and share what other people, you know, have to teach us in this industry. And, you know, that's why I love what we do.
Yeah, it is really great. And, you know, one of the things that's been big for me in 2014 is I've gone paleo, or as I always say to my husband, paleo. You know, we had Sarah Ballantyne on talking, Vinnie Tortorich, no grains, no sugar. I haven't cut out the sugar, I will be honest. There's a little bit in my dark chocolate. Oh my gosh, recently I discovered this thing that is fantastic. It's so delicious. They make like a Cool Whip whipped cream kind of thing. And the first ingredient is organic coconut oil, by the way. And it is fabulous. So I have that with berries, and it has a little sugar. So I'm not perfect, but there's a lot of great products that I've learned about from doing the show, and a lot of great things that we can try. We've had shows about veganism, and we've had shows about paleo. I mean, there's so, you can just runs the gamut of eating. And I think the biggest message here at Naturally Savvy is you want to make sure your food is clean and non-GMO, right, Andrea? I mean, what would you add to that when it comes to what we covered last year and what you think it's important for listeners to keep in mind when it comes to healthy eating?
Well, I think, you know, doing the best they can do. And for us, it's really about the additives that are in the food and really reading labels, because at the end of the day, it's what we put into our body that we can control. And that's what I've been saying for the last, you know, 15 years is we could control what we put into and onto our body. We can't control the environment. We can't control, you know, other things, but we can control what we buy. And we have the power with our wallets to say yes or no to certain products. But anyways, I think that, you know, the key is really reading ingredients, buying organic as much as you can, and going non-GMO. But of course, also, you know, when it comes to other things, like, that's just food, Lisa, but, you know, when it comes to things about our mental health, I mean, that as well, right? Is, you know, positive attitudes,
totally.
Like when we have Cornell on all the time, and, you know, just looking at things a certain way, doing the work, you know, doing the emotional work, like when we talked to Jessica Ortner about EFT, and I do want to delve a lot more into that into 2015, because I really think we've talked about it before, our emotional health is really the key to our physical health.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's what's so great about the things we talk about here. Oh, it goes way beyond just healthy eating. I mean, I was really excited that we did that show in October with Melody Moisey about suicide prevention. And we've talked about depression, and we've talked about cultural stigma. And I mean, there's so many things that go beyond just, you know, staying away from GMOs. You know, that I love that it's a more holistic view of what it means to be a healthy person.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, being a healthy person is not just what we're putting in our body. It's what we put in our mind or what we think of on a regular basis. So I 100% agree with you. And I think, you know, having people even like Kelly LeBrock, and, you know, I mean, it's been a really fun year.
She's so
Suzanne
fun.
Summers, you know, we've had some amazing people, Alan Arkin, you know, some amazing people, even in the celebrity world that have, you know, graced us with, you know, coming onto our show on a regular basis, and really who are, you know, what amazes me is that they're just as passionate as we are when it comes to spreading the love of health and healthy mind, healthy body, healthy soul. And that's why, again, I keep saying it, is that's why I love what we do so much, is because it just reaches so many people on so many levels.
It's true. Actually, one of my favorites was with Ed Begley Jr. And all of these, by the way, if you go to RadioMD.com/show/naturally savvy, you can listen to all these interviews that we're talking about. I mean, I'm such a huge admirer of his work. He's so flippin' funny,
amazing.
And he's so devoted to living green. It was so fascinating about his house and just the way he lives.
I've met him several times, I think 3 or 4 times, and he's so gracious in person, and he's such a nice person. Just like what you see, what when we spoke to, literally is what when you meet him, he's exactly the same way, like a really genuine, nice person.
Oh, I love that. You know, we've also had a regular guest like Lisa and Ron Barras. I mean, the ABCs of plastic and how to pick a shower filter. And I mean, so many things and why you need a humidifier, not a humidifier. What is it called? It cleans the air. Air purifier.
Yeah.
Right.
Air purifier.
So I picked up lot. They give you a lot of good tips, too.
Yeah, no, they're amazing. I mean, they are so knowledgeable when it comes to, you know, the green space and it comes to healthy indoor home. I mean, that's super important because I think that a lot of us might think, oh, well, you know, maybe I should just be healthy when it comes to the food I'm eating. But no, I mean, like we said, healthy living is so many different facets, especially when we're spending 90% of our time indoors, you know, that or a lot of our time indoors, especially when we're sleeping overnight. I mean, these are things that, you know, a lot of us may not think about on a regular basis. Or what are the beauty care? Like we had David Pollack on so many times talking about the skincare products that we're putting on our body and how 60% of what we put on our body gets absorbed. So it's so important to avoid things like phthalates and parabens that are in these personal care products that, you know, again, taking so many different facets into consideration when we're talking about healthy living.
Yeah, you know, another person that I loved, and we had her on several times, was Jennifer Esposito, and talking about celiac disease.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I love talking about, too, is the invisible nature of that. And we talked about my book, Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, about people with invisible brain-based disabilities. And just talking about that, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it isn't there. And some of the hassle that you get and some of the challenges that you face. So I thought she was really eye-opening. And when she was talking about trying to plan a wedding and no one wanted to cater gluten-free, I think she ended up doing it herself. So, you know, it was pretty fascinating.
It is. And Dr. Ginger, who talked, you know, was a regular on our show throughout the first half of the year. I mean, she really, you know, talking about raw vegan, and she's someone who's fascinating because she's, you know, she was competing in beauty pageants, you know, and so that's someone who kind of have an inside view and from a different standpoint of how to stay, you know, beautiful and smart, right? She's so super smart, but also, you know, look great and continue to make, you know, blend both professions, which I thought was pretty awesome. And I want to talk more in 2015 about your book, Lisa, because, you know, invisible disabilities is so huge. I mean, the amount of people who have mental illness and that people can't see, I always equate it to someone with mental illness. It's like, at least I'm going to talk personally, I had anxiety for many years, and I always used to say it was like I was, you know, it's not any less similar to someone who's an alcoholic, because I think that it's something that you always have and it's something that you're always going to look to manage, and it may not be something that you overcome completely, but it's something that you're aware of and you're always going to be like, okay, so I know if I'm feeling this anxiety coming on, what can I do to help it? What can I do in the moment to make it not, you know, snowball, but also what are some prevention methods that I could put in place and implement so that it doesn't spiral out of control? And I've learned a lot over the, you know, past 23 years in terms of dealing with anxiety. So I want to do more shows around it because I do think it's something that a lot of people have and, you know, deal with. And I think it's something that we should tackle.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, another one was talking about natural ways to treat ADHD as well with Brian Leaf, who is just such a fabulous person. And he's such a funny writer. If you haven't read his stuff, I really highly recommend it. You know, all the way to, you know, I love talking with Zina Muzika about turn a burden into a blessing. And it's sort of like looking at things in a different way. Oh, misadvantages. I just made up a new word of a parenting yogi. That was one of Brian Leaf's books. And again, I just love to get excited and to learn something new and to find out that we really can do things every single day that make a difference in our health. And that's why I love this show, because I feel like people can really take away tidbits and put them in their life right away, which is so cool.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we're not going to forget Ashley Koff, too, the amazing lady who talks about digestion and how. So, you know, I mean, we have a lot more in store for 2015. And we want to thank you all for being such loyal listeners, and happy new year, happy holidays. And we'll see you definitely again in 2015. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.